Welcome to KJAN Sports. Asa Lucas with Riverside head girls basketball coach Mitch Rice. Coach, thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, I've interviewed a few coaches here over the past few days, and it kind of seems like there's a general consensus that Christmas break is a good time. Yes, it can interrupt the flow that a team has, but also a lot of these players and athletes need the rest, and they need some time to recover and focus for a longer second half of play. How do you feel about Christmas break as a coach?
It was good. Our school actually does we get a 2-week break, and the girls were off quite a bit. I actually gave them, I think, 6 days off, and you can just tell, especially small schools like this, they go from one sport to another, and there's really no break, even over the summer. So that we really focused on trying to give them as much time as we could to just kind of relax and rest their legs and rest their minds and focus and or refocus, I guess, and be ready to engage in the second half. We're a pretty young team, and going from one sport to another kind of gets pretty long, and you could see there towards the end we were a little slow-footed, a little tired, and I think the 6 days are going to re-energize us and get us ready to roll again.
Riverside right now has a record of 5-4. You've had a couple winning streaks going on. You beat IKM Manning 51-18, Griswold 53-30, and then winning against Missouri Valley 57-37, and Red Oak a pretty big win 52-17. What do you think helps Riverside be so effective when they win games? Is there a sort of kind of secret key? Do you put an emphasis on rebounding, shooting on the outside? When Riverside wins, what do you contribute as a big success?
I think it's execution by the kids. Our kind of ultimate goal as a team is to build high character individuals through intense competition, and we've really amped up our competition, not only in games, but in practice. We're doing a lot of different mini games and those types of things, so we can translate our small drills to our big drills and then our big drills to games. And when those girls carry over the execution of those plays and the transition and the defense, that's really kind of been the difference, when we've kind of stuck together and played as a unit and played ferociously, that we have been able to come out on top and really hold our opponents to a lower score, which allows us to go ahead and win those games.
One of the bigger games you played this year, at least in this first half, while it may be a loss, I think it says a lot of good things about the program that you have. It was that game at Trainer on the road on the 19th. It was 48-42, only a 6-point loss, but that's against the top team in the WIC right now. What did you learn about your team in that game?
That was it. We went after it. We were aggressive. We didn't back down from the beginning. Their experience ended up getting us in the end. We had a 12-point lead, I believe, at one point, and just they kind of worked us down, and their seniors kind of took over from our younger kids who, have all the energy and have all the stuff, but sometimes, there's just things you learn throughout the years, when you're playing against 17 and 18-year-olds, and we don't have very many of those. It makes it a little bit different. I learned that the passion, the heart, and the desire from these girls are there, and not only this year, but it's going to continue to push forward with as young as we are.
Ellie Henderson leading the team right now in scoring with 58 points. Her field goal percentage at 33%. She takes a lot of nice shots. Of course, there can always be a little bit of improvement, but what have you liked from her so far in the year?
She's doing a lot of good things. She's setting up her teammates for scoring as well, and she rebounds fairly well also for a guard. The one thing we've really talked about is more attacking, more downhill, kind of getting to the rim. And, she's really focused on that over the break. And I'm excited to see with all the work that she's put in, how that produces even more opportunities, not only for her, but for her teammates as she continues to grow and learn in that position as well.
Then you have freshman Sydney Summers. She's done a great job, has been very athletic. She has 8 blocks, 10 steals on the year, has 33 boards and 53 points, making her presence known. What's helped her shine?
She puts in a lot of work. Beginning of the season, I think it's the first 3 weeks, she came in every morning to shoot just on her own. My office was there in the gym. She'd come in and, hey, coach, can I have a ball? And she'd go in and put in some work. And it wasn't just shooting to shoot. It was shooting to get better. It was working through drills. And, she really put that work in, which has allowed it to show up and continue to allow her to get better throughout this season. Only a freshman, a lot of growth, not only a lot of growth this year, but a lot of growth over the last couple of years, just watching her from, youth ball to middle school ball and the coaches that she's had that have allowed her to grow. And, she fortunately for us, she's gotten a lot taller, but she's not afraid of the moment. She's not afraid to take the big shot. We actually, the other night against Tri-Center, we threw up a play for her, you know, and she took the big shot without hesitation. And we're really, really impressed with how aggressive she is for being a freshman, and especially in the post, because sometimes that can get pretty physical.
Your first game back is this Friday at home. You're facing off against Logan Magnolia. What are your thoughts against this team?
You know, they're well coached. He does a great job. Hornbeck does a great job over there. They're very feisty. They're very aggressive, you know, man to man. You know, they're gonna push transition. I know I think their record maybe not reflecting how good they actually are. It's a team that we've played with at least once out of the last 2 years. You know, each time of those seasons, and we're really hoping that if we go out and can translate all the stuff we've done over the break, that we can come out with a big win and can get us started on the right foot here after the break.
What else would you like to see in the second half of the year to make a run for the top of the WIC and then to possibly move your way through the playoffs?
You know, we have 13 girls out on the team, and of that 13, I believe, was it seven of them are freshmen, and we're really excited to continue to push those girls to get better. But as I told them after the break, I said, you're no longer freshmen. You know, we play 10 girls in a rotation, and the learning curve is still going to continue to be there, but it's got to be smaller, and we've got to continue to make less mistakes, and not only for those freshmen, but for our upperclassmen as well. If we can minimize our mistakes, I really believe there's not a team in the area that we can't play with. You know, I told the girls that after the trainer game, like, you know, we have this, you know, we're in this game. Nobody's put them this tight in our conference this year. And if we can minimize the mistakes in our other games, that you'll see the production in the win column that they're looking for.
And that's the Riverside Head Girls Basketball Coach Mitch Rice joining us here on KJAN Sports. Coach, we appreciate your time again, and good luck on Friday.